This week, the Justice League is out. I was able to see it, and it is adequate, to say the least. Wonder Woman, Batman, Aquaman, you got the Flash, you got some new ones like Cyborg, and the world's under siege. Can these people save it? It's an hour and a half. It's 2 hours long, and that's fine. It's about 30 minutes of team building and about an hour and a half of fighting. People fighting for screen time. It just really doesn't work. This is not Wonder Woman by any stretch, although she has a prominent role in this movie. It's not near as good. A movie called Wonder is out. Owen Wilson, Julia Roberts, based on a best-selling novel. It's about a little boy who's badly disfigured since birth and his acclimation into school and how he's accepted by his peers and, quite frankly, other people in the world. I like this movie quite well. It was very good. It's pretty much for everybody, too. Good family viewing. The Star is out this week. Haven't seen it. It is animated. Hey, last week I saw Daddy's Home 2 as well. It brought in about $30 million. Pretty rough subject matter. It knows its audience. It will find one. It has, but it's not really for the masses. Now, if you're DVDing or streaming this week, Atomic Blonde with Charlize Theron, a sleeper hit from the summer. I liked it. Amityville, The Awakening, and The Nut Job 2 with a cold weekend coming up. The kids might like to stream that 2, 3, or 12 times. Also, next week, Valerian is out. That was a big flop from the summer. Hopefully, it'll do better for them on the streaming service. Hitman's Bodyguard and Churchill. Last week, your number one was Thor. It brought in a measly $56 million in its second week out. It's a hit that nobody's talking about. Daddy's Home 2 brought in $30 million. Wonder Woman, the sequel, will be released. It's been moved up a couple of months. November 1st, 2019. And James Franco is about to become an X-Man. He's going to be playing a character called Multiple Man in an upcoming X-Man movie. That's what's new for you, movies and DVD.